This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly the phone number, and this is not a bad time to do so, to just give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. We have a bunch of Facebook questions that are waiting the touch of your little hand, the response of your little mind. There you go. Oh, let me mention one thing before we were talking earlier this week about drones, and we actually talked about, I think drones are going to be kind of this month's Confederate flag story. It's just a story that's not going to die for a while. And it may actually have, I was going to say legs, but that seems completely inappropriate when we talk about drones. Because there was a prison riot that was only discovered to be drone associated when they were looking at the tape. So they hadn't even seen the drones, which dropped drugs, basically, into the prison yard, and the inmates knew, saw it and knew what it was, and so there was a riot that broke out over picking up the drugs, and the prison officials didn't know anything about it till they broke up the riot. The drugs were secreted someplace else, and only when they were looking at the tape to figure out about the riot did they figure out about the drone. So it inspired me to ask what kinds of, because when we talked about drones before that, of somebody shooting down a drone and drones being in the way of emergency vehicles and also or emergency workers, and as I said, my concerns were up until that point sort of twofold. Number one, privacy issues, and second of all, weapon delivery systems, which is of course why drones were invented to begin with. And supposedly, if they're used for hobbies, you're not supposed to call them drones, but everybody does, and so what can I tell you? And then there was the story about the drone that was a year ago Christmas. It was flying around a bar with mistletoe and smacked one of the patrons in the eye. So I thought, okay, if drones are going to be ubiquitous, if everybody's going to have one, think of some kind of offbeat or naughty, mischievous, impish activities. But before we do that, I wanted to mention that there's a new study out that we should all be aware of, and the story today about Legionnaires' disease, which apparently has sort of waned in New York. I think there were like 8 deaths or something, and they were primarily people who were already compromised, already had lung compromised systems. And it's not contagious person to person. It's an airborne mist. And now there's one in, was it Ohio, I think? Chicago. I think Chicago. Today, which is worrisome. But it turns out there's a new study that most people wash their hands 6 to 8 times a day. Do you have any idea how often you wash your hands, Manny?
Well, after
every time you go to the bathroom.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely. And then usually before I get ready to eat something. So
yeah,
if I go to the bathroom probably 3 times a day, I eat, 3 times a day, yeah, I probably wash my hands about 5-6 times a day.
Yeah, they're saying 6 to 8 is kind of the average.
Yeah.
But they're saying if everybody sort of starts washing their hands 10 times a day, that it really does reduce the viral load and that we'll all be healthier. So it's an interesting thing to do that all of us can do, and it doesn't really change our lifestyle very much. Maybe just our hands be a little more chapped than they used to be. And it turns out that washing with soap and water, as we've known from gobs of studies, is much better than using the hand sanitizers. But the hand sanitizers are better than nothing.
Yeah.
When I cook, I wash my hands. I do, too, yeah. When after using the bathroom. I also, when I come home from being on the subway, I wash my hands.
Yeah. I think just washing your hands after using the bathroom is just, like, that's...
That's just polite.
Like, I mean, I think it should be required by law, but that's just me kind of being,
Well, there are also there's both sides to this question. I will tell you the two jokes. One actually was Joan Rivers, who was in the ladies' room, and a woman came out of the stall and wanted to shake hands with her, and Joan said, "Could you wash your hands first?" Joan was not amused. But the other was I remember in college The joke was about two guys, and one says, "Well, at Yale, we were taught to wash our hands after we use the urinal," and the guy says, "Well, at Harvard, we were taught not to tinkle on ourselves." An old, stupid joke. I think my grandfather, that was probably older, my grandfather knew that joke. Alrighty, but 10 times a day. So probably, let's see, most of us are awake for 24 minus 8, so 16 hours. So like every, you know, when you get up first thing in the morning, every time you go to the bathroom, and throw it another couple times.
Yeah.
Anytime you use a keyboard. It turns out the keyboards are enormously bacteria-ridden.
Yeah.
And any place, everybody should get out of the habit of eating lunch at their desk, because apparently that's a huge source of bacteria and viral stuff. So just sort of just throw in another couple times washing your hands, just because.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you go and get an afternoon snack or something, although most of us do wash our hands before we eat.
Yep.
But, okay, just, I mean, it turns out that just by increasing till 10 times a day is saying that the world would be a healthier place. So it's something we can all do. So much for global warming and, you know, water, and so just wash your hands a little more frequently. Alrighty, so let's. Can you think of anything that you would do if you had your very own drone?
I would probably, if it's capable, I'd probably have it do dishes for me.
Well, that's a robot.
And laundry too. Yeah.
That's a. This is one that would be a drone. Presumably, would be an airborne thing. I mean, that's a good question though. Maybe we should put up. What would you, if you had a your own robot? What would you do? There was a story, I think last week, about a Japanese factory that now has no human beings in it at all. It's all robot driven.
Hmm.
I remember going to the car show about 3 years ago and watching the robotic assembly of a car, which is getting to be more and more common because robots don't make mistakes. They don't have sick days. They don't ask for raises. They don't gossip hardly at all. Well, a little bit, but not much. And they're absolutely fascinating to watch how incredibly intricate you can make robots. So, all right, so we'll put up what, if you had your own robot, what would you do? But these are drones, so these are airborne.
Right.
So, I suppose you could take your clothes and laundry and drop them off, literally. What would I do with a drone? You know, I would just probably play with them. I just think it would be really fun. When I lived in Boston, I had a TGIFs that was basically, there was an alley between me and the TGIFs. And at one point, I had them convinced that if I sent a basket down, that they would send up potato skins on Fridays for me. And I think we only tried it once. The problem about baskets is that they can tip pretty easily, and other people in apartment buildings are not necessarily thrilled about having stuff go up and down there by their window. But I would do a drone for food delivery. I think that would be great. The problem, of course, is that the drone would have to come to your apartment. It can't just go. Well, no, I suppose it could go downstairs, and then they could send drones up in elevators or something. Maybe that's when we get the robots involved. But none of those are very... very naughty. I mean, this just sort of occurred to me, if other people could send drugs in. I just saw a really adorable foreign film, which no one will see. I know you guys all hate subtitles, but this is really a cute movie about a woman who she's just a completely unlikable human being. She's bigoted and she's nasty and she's ugly and insulting to her cute grandson, and she's a racist, and she's just a horrible human being. And she has no money. And so they take away all of her furniture, and she accidentally sees a drug deal going down and ends up with the drugs and goes to the local drug lord and says, you know, I'll cut a deal with you. And I thought, this is, and it's actually a very funny, smart, you know, kind of interesting movie about aging and about what's legal and what's not, and friendship. And it's a delight. But she's such a mean human being. And I guess some people are charming and some people aren't as they get older. But she could do with a drone. When we come back, we'll look and see what some of you guys come up with. Or give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-JOY.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. I don't know, Naughty Drone sounds like the perfect name for a band, don't you think, Manny? I mean, just doesn't just a rock band? Naughty Drone.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like something.
Yeah.
Like
all right, let's hear what people would do with their drones.
Well, we'll start with Linda. Linda actually says, I would never use a drone. I think they are annoying.
I agree.
Donna says, vacuuming, but I fear the cat would kill it.
Well, again, a drone and a robot are not the same, presumably. I mean, a robot presumably is, well, a drone is robotic, that it's air-based rather than land-based. You have to launch them. But clearly, maybe you get a carrier robot to go aside, or maybe you get a drone to go alongside the robot that's vacuuming to keep your cat away. Perfect solution.
I think maybe you could use a small drone that can fly around your house and maybe get cobwebs out of the.
That's a good idea. Yeah, the corners. Yeah. Well, I know they have vacuum cleaners, and they've had them for about a decade now, that will go around corners that you can just sort of plug them in and they go around.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm presuming they bang into things. I already can do that. I already can bang into furniture when I'm vacuuming on my own. I don't need a robot to do that. But
I have one person that says, use drones to sow seeds after forest fires. Automate patrols of rural highways.
Do them one at a time, because those are really good. So to seed areas, good idea. So, I mean, you could presumably use drones to do crop dusting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not sure why a drone would be a better solution than the crop duster planes that they already have. But and I guess that's another question, that the drones presumably could fly lower than a plane. I don't know. It would be an interesting sort of avionics question to see whether or not a drone would be more cost-effective than a plane in terms of seeding an area. They could certainly go in earlier, presumably, because they wouldn't have a human pilot. They wouldn't need a human pilot. So they could go in while it was still, I suppose, smoky. But I don't know that you put down seeds while it's still smoky. I don't know. It's a good question. All right, so you're saying seed forest fires. What was the second one?
Automate patrols of rural highways for emergencies using drones and patrol of city streets to traffic update drivers and traffic management computers.
And they're certainly cheaper than helicopters. So, okay, good idea. Good I don't know if they're being used by that now, but that is a kind of eye in the sky for traffic would be great. I would also hope that they would arrest more people who run through red lights. That's my personal pet peeve. Keep going.
The person also says, use modern-day drone technology to relieve the burden on the tooth fairy, storks delivering babies, and Santa's reindeers.
Good point. All three. All right, so let's figure out. All right, so delivering babies. So you need, and you could paint them pink or blue, depending on the blanket. Love that. And you wouldn't have to put them under cabbage patches anymore. I guess it's a cabbage patch doll or pumpkin patches. Tooth fairy, good one. The question is, could the drone pick up the tooth or just put the money down? I guess you could have two. I guess you could have one that, although teeth aren't magnetic, so I don't know exactly how you'd get under the pillow without waking the kid, but I like that idea a lot. Santa's reindeer, clearly brilliant. And because you don't have the poop problem with drones, that's magical. I just think we should get in touch with the big guy, as quickly as possible, and he could paint the drones and put bells on them if that was important to him. And he could probably sleep in. I mean, look, if you could have drones delivering money to tooth fairies and babies, why not delivering gifts, right? Do we need, we may be planned obsolescence for the big guy. He may not be as enthusiastic about this as we initially thought. Mrs. Claus might be nice about it, although she may be one of those women who says, I married him for better or worse, not for Christmas Eve. I don't know. Iffy issue there, but good thinking. Keep going.
All right, last one here from Robert. Robert just says, let's just say I have a very attractive friend that I am interested in.
Oops. Yeah, that's my concern.
So, there you go.
Yeah, well, that's my concern. I guess part of it is I live very high up and don't worry about curtains because I live so high up. But with drones, I guess, cheap thrills are cheap thrills. But, I still think that, we need to talk to the big guy about reindeer and drones. But it's, look, if I can make that leap, he's going to very likely make that leap. If they can deliver the sled, why can't they just, cut out the middleman and just deliver the gifts as well? The launches could be pretty interesting. I mean, but maybe you have kind of franchised drone delivery systems in various cities. So, and maybe he just uses the drone delivery system in obscure places that are, you know, hard for him to get to. And maybe you could have the you know, sort of the drone dressed up looking like the guy. I don't know. We've got a couple months. We may be able to figure it out by then, but good thinking. I still think it's a great name for a band. All righty. So, let's see. So here's a story, and do I have enough time to do it? Yeah, I probably do. All right, here's my story here. Okay, here's my story here. Let's see if I can get it done. If not, I want to pick out the story for you so I can actually quote it. All right, there was a new study out that says, here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, refined carbs can be linked to mood in older women. Okay. Doesn't say anything about men. All right. Supposedly, if a woman who is postmenopausal is eating refined carbs, and what they have is a box of donuts that they're showing here, what they actually show you, which is pretty disgusting, is a box of half-eaten donuts, as seen after tasting in New York in 2009. It's got people took like a bite out of like 15 different donuts and then put them back. That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. They're saying refined foods, including soda, sweets, and white rice, ultimately reduce blood sugar levels, which could lead to mood changes. Let me point out a different theory, which is if you're eating all that junk, you're going to get fat. And if you're getting fat, you're going to get depressed. I mean, they're just saying that all this causes depression, that it's the diet that causes depression. Yeah, I mean, and we know with healthier diet that there's less variation in blood sugar, which may be help to stabilize moods. But there's obviously another factor here, which is if you're eating donuts and soda and sweets and white rice and you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, no. And so I think that they completely forgot that there was you had 14,000 participants, and they said if you're eating fruits and vegetables you're going to feel better. Well, yeah, you're also going to look better, which is also going to make you feel better. Folks, we need to perhaps take a little bit more psychology into our calculations about how people are being affected by things. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been married almost 19 years. I got a 17-year-old and I got a 14-year-old. And 5 years ago, I had an affair.
You what?
I had an affair for about maybe a weekend, but it was some phone calls leading up to it. But nonetheless, my wife knew about it or found out about it. And after about a year or so, we got back together again. So we've been together for 3 more years. But she seems to be having these trips that she calls, hearing the name of the person or seeing the car that she drives.
Do you work with this person?
No, she's... Oh, the person that I had the affair with?
Yeah.
No.
How? No. But she lives in the hood or something?
No, she's no longer in the picture and nowhere to be found.
How could your wife see her car then?
No, well, it looks like to be her car. She knows the color of the car, the make of the car.
But you're telling me she doesn't live within anywhere near you anymore?
No.
And this was a weekend 5 years ago?
Yeah, but there was, like I said, there was some phone calls leading up to it.
What's happened since? When did your wife find out about it?
It was a guy that had was my friend, and
when did your wife find out about it?
I'd say maybe 8 months afterwards, maybe 9 months. I don't know. So I'm just nervous. We've been together for 3 years.
No, I got that part. So nothing's happened since then.
No.
And you haven't had any other affairs.
Nope.
And so what's today's issue?
Well, she filed for divorce.
Well, presumably she didn't file for divorce because of something that happened 5 years ago, that there's something much closer to home that is irritating her.
Well, according to her, she says she's living a lie that she's never going to get over it.
That may be the case, but it still seems to me that something else must have triggered it. Because it's 5 years ago, it's old news. What's the question to me?
Well, I guess the question would be, how would I get her back?
Well, I think you have to figure out what the problem is, because it's not... Have the two of you been having sex for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
How often?
Quite a bit.
I don't know how quite a bit. I have no idea what that means.
A couple times a week, maybe.
Okay. Does she have a job?
Yes.
Do you have a job?
Yes.
Your oldest kid about to graduate from high school?
Yes. She's a junior.
Well, more likely. Something's happened. Did either of her parents die?
No. She recently got another job, I'd say about a year and a half ago, which made her some money. And she said if she would have had that kind of...
Okay, well, that's it.
Then,
yeah, that something had to have changed. That it may have been something that stuck in her craw. And it sounds to me that, I mean, because something has to have changed for something to change. And it did. That she's been... My guess is not only did she get the money, not only did she start making some money, but she's probably been saving it. And so she just decided she can now take care of herself. And there's no particular... Is she seeing anybody? We don't know.
No.
Yeah.
There's a caveat here, though. I mean, it's been almost 3 months now. I'm still in the house, believe it or not. And she's having a hard time with it. I mean, there's days where she tries to
get
anger.
John, let me suggest something. What I would do at this moment is, and, you know, I know it's, you need to disappear. And I know moving out may not work for you. And it may be that she has to move out. And I know you don't want to be the bad guy at this moment, but saying to her, look, I can't undo what's been done. It was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. If I had it to do all over again, I would not do it. But I can't change the past. I hear that you now have the wherewithal to take care of yourself. What I suggest is that you go and get an apartment, live on your own for a while, let's stay away from each other and see if being away from me makes you feel any more disposed toward me. Because I don't think you moving out is in your best interest. On the other hand,
well,
I think you continuing...
I am moving out. I'm the one moving out.
Well, but I'm not sure that makes a whole lot of sense, but I think...
Well,
you
won't leave.
Well, but you moving out probably makes more sense than staying there. Because staying there, it's just going to be irritating, because what will happen is that if she's nice to you, you think it's done. She thinks it's only about sex. I mean, the two of you can't be together right now. And I would much prefer that she moved out. It sounds like that's not going to happen.
No.
So I think you moving out and saying, I think what you don't want to do is to sort of start courting her, because it's reinforcing negative behavior. I think what I would do if I were you is say, look, I would like one visit. Have you been doing any marriage counseling?
We've been off and on.
Okay, if you have a therapist that you like, I would go to the marriage counselor and say I'd like one visit just to clarify. I love you. This was a stupid thing to do. If I had it to do all over again, I would never do it. And I will do anything that I can to make it up to you for the rest of my life. On the other hand, I can't undo it. I can't change it. So I propose that we stay away from each other for 6 months. No emails. See the kids. Figure out a financial way of balancing things. And don't try to bribe her. Don't try to assume if you're really sweet to her that she'll love you again. Because that's not the issue. She has to decide, is being without you... Does she sort of remind herself what she cared about you, or does she just want to be out of this? If she wants to be out of it, there's nothing you can do. But I think at this moment, staying away from her makes much more sense than being with her. You're not going to be able to convince her now. She needs to be able to be away from you and convince herself one way or the other. And I know, I'm sure it makes your stomach hurt to think that, you know, you're not going to have any control over this, but you don't. That's why people don't have affairs.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Alice?
My daughter is getting married in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old is your daughter?
She's 33.
Okay.
And she and her fiancé have both been on their own and have their own apartments and things. And she's talked to me about wedding presents, whether it was polite or etiquette to not to ask for gifts, but to encourage guests to give them money.
I think the word tacky does come to mind.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, any gift that you get, you can exchange. And presumably get a store credit or something, or you know, I mean, it's certainly not unusual to exchange a wedding gift. I've only been invited to one wedding that said contribute to our honeymoon fund, and I was offended by it. I think that people are allowed to do what they want to do, and you know, if it's that the majority of people these days apparently do give money, but you can always exchange things. No, I think saying to people, I don't give a damn about your taste, just send me a check, I think it's kind of tacky.
Okay.
I think it's going to offend more people than it's going to influence. The people who are going to give money, you're going to give money anyway. The people who are thinking about buying something sentimental or a gift, I think are probably going to not come to the wedding. No, I wouldn't do it. I just think, look, the point is, it's like someone coming to the house and saying, look, instead of bringing me flowers or wine, why don't you bring a main dish? First of all, if they didn't offer, I'm not sure you should do it. And second of all, I think a gift is a gift. It's not a contract.
Okay.
So I would tell your daughter that you understand and that things can be exchanged. But I think saying to people, you know, we don't want your crummy gift. We just want your fabulous money. I think is, I mean, how would you feel if somebody sent you an invitation saying that?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, good. Send them money then.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. If I received an invitation like that, then I would send the money, yeah.
Well, but would you send money anyway? And certainly one of the things to do is to not be registered someplace.
And half and half. I mean, I understand that a lot of young people nowadays have their own place and they have...
Well, but again, I think people who are aware of that are going to do what they want to do anyway. And
so
again,
for myself, I would, you know, if I couldn't think of something good...
Well, but that's not the same, Alice. I didn't say, would you send money? I said, if somebody said to you, I don't want a gift, I want you just to send money. I think it's perfectly okay to send, to say, please don't, no gifts, please.
Mm-hmm.
But that, no gifts usually means don't do anything.
Right.
It doesn't mean no gifts, send money. It just means don't do anything. I wouldn't do it. I think it's tacky.
Okay.
But again, I'm not running the world, and I'm not gonna. I assume I'm not invited to your daughter's wedding. So
I just like your opinion.
Okay, well, I would say don't do it.
Okay.
I'd say, then most people are probably going to send money anyway. As I said, you can always exchange stuff, get a gift certificate, and use it any way you want. Yeah, although I must say, I think I'm probably a bit old-fashioned about that. There are more and more people I know who are sending out invitations. I think it's perfectly okay to say no gifts. I think it's okay to say, for example, people have asked to donate to a charity. In lieu of gifts, please donate to domestic violence or, you know. But I think saying give us money, and it's usually saying, you know, help us, you know, fund a trip to Australia or something. I don't know. It just you guys can send me emails about it, I suppose, if you want. I just think that the gift is a gift, and but I will be honest with you, I'm not one of those people, and I know that there are families that give you a list of what they want, and so you just get to choose what you're going to buy them. For me, that takes most of the fun out of both giving and receiving. Part of it is a surprise. And yeah, you can get stuff that you really didn't necessarily want, but it also leaves room for creativity on both sides of it, of getting things that you didn't know you wanted that are wonderful. It's an opportunity that reflects both the donor and the recipient, and I think money reflects neither, which, again, I'm not against sending money if that's what you want to do for a wedding, but I think asking for money is different than allowing people, you know, that if people decide they want to do it, that's one thing. Requiring it, different ballgame. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I hope you're washing your hands. Listen, one of the ways you can probably add another couple of hand washes to your life is you can wash your hands at the beginning of my program and at the end of my program. All right, so that'll add two more in. And if you want to, you could do, if you get all 3 hours, you could wash at the beginning, the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, and that adds three in. It just, it's not even that you were necessarily doing anything that is going to necessarily get your hands dirty, but it's just the more you wash your hands, the cleaner basically they do. So it reduces the load, the viral load and bacterial load. So there you go. Okay, speaking of which, and you could sort of wash your hands of me, get it? Never mind. Okay, so let's... I know we had a hoarding email. We had a hoarding phone call, and we've now got a hoarding email, right? So let's maybe we can tie them together.
Yeah.
And toss them out.
This email is from Pamela. She says, Dr. Joy, is there a delicate way to address my sister's hoarding situation? I, as her sister, have not been invited into her home since 1996, nor has any other family member. She even makes her friends stand out on the porch, no matter the weather, to talk. I feel this is come on as a result of her losing her husband from a heart attack at the age of 46. She is now 65. She gets very testy when you even approach this subject. Even her kids are afraid of bringing it up, as she gets very upset. Should I just leave it alone? Thanks for your help.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think delicacy is going to work. If she makes her friends stand outside the door when she talks to them and she hasn't let you in the house, I don't know. This is one of the questions is obviously you haven't been in her house, but does she live in the same city you live in? Does that mean that you meet in restaurants or she comes to your house? It would be helpful to know a little bit more about the relationship. But as I mentioned, we had a caller about this earlier this week. I guess it was Wednesday, wasn't it, Manny? I think it was when you were with me on Wednesday.
I believe so, yeah.
And I said that, and this was a slightly different issue, in that it was her sister, indeed, I think it was her younger sister, who had two kids still living at home and a husband, and all of them were kind of as much a hoarder as she was, which is a much more complicated issue because you've got an entire structure, messy structure, but an entire structure in place. So that if any of them were feeling that things got out of hand, that you'd have at least a colleague or an ally there. With them not, it's going to be four against one. And so one of the things, and we actually did come up with something that I think her name was Helen, was pleased about, which is to start with one area. You can't just start saying, look, your house is a mess, you need to clean it up. It won't work. But what you can say, and let me just tell you what we did with Helen, and then we can figure out how we can do it with your sister, although Helen was a phone call, so I had a lot more information to go on, of starting with her clothing and saying, because for hoarders, the idea of getting rid of things is just overwhelming. And exactly as you point out in your email, it quite often hoarding comes from one of two things. Either someone has their whole life been a hoarder, but equally likely, even if they've been sort of mild hoarding, that a loss, a significant, severe, traumatic loss can really throw hoarding into overdrive. And losing her husband 20 years ago, and I think it's not exactly coincidental that you haven't been in her house in 19 years and she lost her husband basically 19 years ago, is not accidental or coincidental, which I'm sure you figured out. So the deal is starting with something, and with Helen we could start with her sister's clothing and saying there is a woman shelter down the road, or in many cities there are resale stores that benefit hospitals. There are programs that are dressed for success to give men and women of limited means clothing to go on job interviews, or kids to go to proms or whatever. So looking at her wardrobe of saying, I've just done a spring cleaning. I know a little late for spring cleaning, but I just read about a group that needs clothing, and I'm going to give them some of the stuff. Would you like me to come and help you? And you can do that as well, and you can get a tax write-off for it, which may or may not be relevant. So if you start with one area that, and instead of getting rid of something, you're contributing, you're donating to something, will sometimes change the landscape enough that you can then say, okay, well, you know, we've got food that's out of date, so we can give that away. Or we've got food that's not out of date, but nothing that you're interested in, so we could give it to a food pantry. Or we've got bedding that you have 15 sheets for your kids and they never come to visit or whatever. So, but I would try and figure out one area. In the old days, you could take newspapers and have the Boy Scouts pick them up for paper drives, but people don't do that anymore, and they do recycling. But figure out one area that you think might be attractive to your sister, and in terms of getting, not in terms of getting rid of things, but in terms of donating things. Subtlety is probably not going to work for her. One of the possibilities, once you get this ball rolling a little bit, assuming you can, is instead of giving her something, my mother's a pack rat, so I've learned for her birthday to give her a gift certificate for manicure, pedicure, or for massage, or theater tickets, but not stuff, because she already has stuff. And whenever I go there, including this weekend, I will go through and hopefully get her to, she won't give away crossword puzzle or jigsaw puzzles once they're done, but if I convince her to take them downstairs so other people can enjoy them, that'll work. So it's not getting rid of things, but it's donating to someone else that quite often can make a difference. So figure out something that is particularly difficult for her. And making certain that she's not isolated, that even if you're not allowed to come to her house, that you take her out to the movies, or that you invite her to your house, assuming that you live in the same city, or that you go, if you don't live in the same city, places together, you go and maybe on a vacation together. The more isolated she becomes, again, that hoarding is just a physical manifestation of the psychological underpinning that says, I can't let go of anything because once something's gone, I'll never get it back. And you can see the metaphor with the loss of her husband unexpectedly when she was a relatively young woman, that you have to hold on to everything in this life because things can be taken away from you precipitously and unexpectedly, and you'll never get them back. And that's where hoarding comes from. As I said, it's just a physical manifestation of that notion of things can be taken away from me, so I have to hang on to everything I've got, including string and old newspapers and aluminum foil and rubber bands and clothing that I haven't worn in 40 years and socks and all sorts of things. So pick one area to start with where she can donate it to somebody and feel good about it, and maybe even go down and make the presentation in person. And that's how I could get my mom to clean out. My mom probably had, she's the Imelda Marcos of Denver. I said, well, you know, there are women at a shelter who could use some shoes, and that worked. And I'll report back to you on Monday about how it worked this weekend, about trying to clean up her house a little. All right, good luck. If you have more questions or more answers for me, give me a call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.